Ben Kennedy has a new book out, and it's basically telling us why...
It's a book about me.
Tell us right about J-Rod. Why is America so fat? It's
I'm
a
not
conspiracy
that fat.
Theory, isn't it? Ben?
Well, there is some reasons to believe it is a conspiracy, although I hate to, you know, use that word.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually
I
we're...
I hate when you use the word fat.
Well, a lot of people do, and the problem is they're trying to figure out, well, why am I so fat? Because they're told that, hey, if I improve my diet and I exercise, that that will solve the problem. But that's not working for so many people.
And why doesn't that work?
Well, how many people realize that prescription drugs will make them gain weight? And then how many people are actually using prescription drugs? Well, most of the population.
So my strange addiction to Oxycontin is kind of going to kill me and make me fat?
Well, I'd have to look and see if Oxycontin lists that side effect, but definitely drugs like antidepressants, like Paxil, Prozac. And what about Lipitor? How many people are taking a drug like Lipitor that Pfizer sold $8 billion worth of in 2002? You know, there's a huge amount of money that's being made because the drug companies are selling all these products that are related to people being fat in the first place. And see, that's the real point I'm trying to make. There's just no question that these drug companies are making a ton of money because people are overweight. The only question is it intentional? Well, then when you look at the fact that so many of their drugs do cause weight gain as a side effect, you have to wonder.
So what do we do if... You know, you say that by eating right and exercising, we're still not losing weight, but by taking all the medications, we're not losing weight because it's the side effect. Are we destined to be fat forever?
No, because the real solution is that people need to take control of their own health. You know, number one, do you really need to be taking some of these medications? I mean, I'm not the only one that talks about the over-prescription of, you know, America. You know, do people need to be taking 4 and 5 medications when, for instance, there's natural alternatives to some of these drugs, like Prozac? Harvard Medical School has done research and found that just taking plain old fish oil is just as effective a treatment of bipolar disorder, which is a serious psychiatric illness, as using Prozac. And how much does, you know, fish oil cost? Well, you can just start eating more fish and get it for free, or you can buy a bottle for $6.
We're talking to Ben Kennedy, Why Is America So Fat is his book. And now, do you think that, like, the doctors are just playing dumb, or, like, they actually know, like, about the stuff, and they're, like, in it, like, the insider trading, like, you know, Miss Martha Stewart? Like, they go, oh, I'll get a piece of this money back from the medicine, or what?
Well, what do you think? Whenever somebody's making a lot of money doing something, isn't it a lot easier just put the money in your pocket and try to do what's right? Yeah, well, and I think that's a big part of it. The other side of it is there are a lot of good, honest doctors, but they're trapped. People have gotten to the point where they just expect to be given a prescription for everything, and that's not always what's best. The other thing is, not every drug has the side effect of weight gain. Why is it that just certain drugs are pushed on people? You know, again, that just benefits these major corporations.
I hate my pleasure, too.
Well, and that's kind of what they come down to at some point. You know, you go to the doctor and they want to push drugs on you.
Exactly.
I have a question. Now, when you go to bed, do you have to put, like, the bottle up on your doorknob because you're writing all these books that saying it's a conspiracy?
Oh, yeah, like a doctor's going to come after him and blow his house up.
Yeah, most of these doctors, I think a lot of them are fat and... You know, that's another point I have with people is, you know,
self-abusing their own medication in their office.
You know, they're really going to be that motivated enough to come after me. But you know,
rather than prescribing medicine, they should start prescribing like Big Macs and French fries.
Well, I don't know if that's gonna necessarily help people. I think people should try to improve their diet. But here's the thing: Big Macs were around in the 70s, and you know, I was just watching a rock concert from the 70s about a month ago, and there's 100,000 people in a coliseum down in Atlanta, and they're all skinny. So, you know, the diet wasn't that much different in the 70s, but what is different is people are taking 4 or 5 of these drugs that cause weight gain.
So what exactly is in your book?
Well, my book, it talks about some of the things we've just been talking about. I think one of the most interesting things to people is to read through this list of prescription medication that... you know, gives you weight gain as a side effect. Because most people have no idea, hey, you know, I didn't know that if I was using Zoloft for depression, I was going to gain 100 pounds. So
makes you even more depressed.
Well, exactly. And then they go back to the doctor and they put them on another drug, which causes even more weight gain. How does that help the patient?
What do you do? What if you're on, like, Lipitor or something like that? What do you do, if you're going to...
Well, the leading universities say that, and again, I'm not saying that people shouldn't try to improve their diet and exercise. In fact, exercise has been proven to lower cholesterol. So people should look for alternatives like that. There are also natural products that don't have these side effects of weight gain that people can use to get their cholesterol down. But the biggest message...
Granola?
Granola?
I always say that my sister's granola. She's one of those people who spends more time in the health food store than she does anywhere else. I mean, is that only what you're saying?
Well, let me ask you this. What does she look like? Is she overweight?
No, she's not.
Well, isn't that the proof? Isn't that the best proof right there?
That's what I'm...
I mean, that...
What you're saying is you've got to get back to the basic line of, grinding up your leaves type thing.
Well, people need to take control of their own lives, and they need to have all the information. You're not going to lose weight unless you really know what's causing it, number one, and you know what the solution is going to be.
That's
so,
mine's caused by a lot of liquor.
We could talk to you all morning on this, but, we're running out of time. Where can we get your book, especially people that, I've got an aunt that she's got 15 prescriptions on the bathroom counter whenever she comes and visits us, and she's 200 pounds overweight.
Well, she needs to read the book, doesn't she? It's available at the normal places, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, but just for your radio listeners, we've got a special deal at WhyIsAmericaSoFat.com, which is my website. If they will enter a vitamin in the coupon code, they will get a free multivitamin along with the purchase of the book.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Why is America so fat? Thank you very much for being on the show, Ben.
Hey, guys, I really appreciate it. Have a good morning.
Okay, give it up for Zach. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you again.
See you, buddy.